Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Troy and the rest of us heard about Ron Washington talking on a podcast. And Wash, of course, is a legend around here. There's nobody that does not love him. How surprised are you that he has not become a manager again?
You know, I'm not terribly shocked because teams want new school guys who aren't gut managers. He's a gut manager.
Yeah, feel for the game.
And, they don't care about feel for the game. They want basically new school approach to, statistical analysis, which, you know, he has to an extent. But also, he's just older. And the age really does factor in. Although, you know, Detroit went and hired Ron Gardenhire, who's done a terrific job, by the way. But Gardy had a very long tenure in Minnesota, a rich tenure of doing very, very well with nothing in young teams. And Wash's team here was a veteran team. So I think Gardy has a little bit more experience with young teams. But I think the age is secondary, but mostly it's he's a gut guy.
And think about Wash now, if you don't know, he's third base coach in Atlanta. That's where Ron Washington is now. And the thing is, you go back to when he was first looking into getting to the big leagues as a manager, some people had questioned Wash. You know, there was an article back in 2001 from the Contra Costa Times. A's coaches are looking to get ahead. When talking about Wash, they said Washington should know how to be, you know, offensive-minded. He played parts of 10 big league seasons as a shortstop despite limited offensive skills. Well, that question was brought up to him in a Yahoo Sports podcast with quite the Wash response.
Do you remember that day? Do you remember that story?
Yes. I was a...
Do you remember what you told him when you finally found him?
No, I can't. I don't recall it. You're going to have to tell me.
The direct quote was, when you finally got a hold of this offending writer, my s*** was not limited.
That's probably me. That's what I probably said to
him. And according to the story, you had the paper stuffed in your back pocket, circled this little section.
Yeah, I had that. I remember that now.
Even in the third base box.
Yeah,
because
you
didn't want to forget that this gentleman.
Yeah. I certainly remember telling him that my was not limited. You know, I mean, I got to the big leagues late.
Uh-huh.
So I was a utility player. In 1978, I was playing AAA ball with the Albuquerque Deuce, the Los Angeles Dodgers. I was the
Yeah, so Wash.
Ron
it's so Wash.
Ron Washington career average, RJ? Yes. 10 years.
10 years. 258.
261.
Okay.
Well done. How many career home runs?
10 years, I'll say he hit... Well, he was not a home run hitter, I don't think. I will say he hit 74.
20.
Woo!
20 home runs.
2 a year?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to be a home run machine necessarily, but,
you
do what you can do. Yeah. But Wash continued to talk on this Yahoo Sports podcast, and unfortunately he had to talk about the year 2011, Game 6, one out away. One of the most painful moments at the Fan Sports Lounge, rest in peace, as we all had goggles on, ready to party the night away. But Wash was asked, looking back, was there anything you would have changed in that game?
Well, you know, if I can go back, there's only one thing I would change. I had spoken to Gary Pettis about us being in no doubles three straight times in that one inning. And I didn't do it the fourth time. And Nelson Cruz saw where Freeze was slicing the ball to right field. So he took a couple steps in, and then Freeze caught it. And that beat us. But if there's anything I could change, you know, I wish I would have asked Gary about no doubles, and then he'd have went to the outfield and made sure they weren't in doubles. Mm-hmm. And I think I would have been a world champion.
What's he talking about with no doubles?
No doubles defense, you play two things. Like, you know, the third base, the first baseman sometimes will guard the line. But also the outfield will play 10 steps back than their normal position. They'll play almost at the warning track. So nothing's supposed to get by them. So nothing goes to the gap. Keep everything in front of you, and then you're not going to have guys get into a, get a double. Although that would have been, I'm trying to think, that was so late. I mean, weren't the bases loaded at that time, if I'm not mistaken?
I've blocked it.
Literally,
two outs?
Yeah, I blocked it out of my mind, but that last little statement right there.
And I think I would have been a world champion.
That hurts. I just got the chill down my back. Just
that hurts.
That moment was so painful.
I was too busy unwrapping my champagne at the Fan Sports Lounge
yes!
with my championship goggles
yes!
on. Rest in peace.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it didn't help. They had five errors. Or the game. The game combined for five. That was an error fest. Michael Young had an error early in that game. Mm. That one by Nelly. It wasn't an error technically, but
it's not an error when you don't know how to jump anymore in life. But in any case, Wash on this podcast, Yahoo Sports. Here's a great answer. I love this answer. He was asked, "Who do you want 25 of? If there's one player, or maybe more than one player, you could have 25 of that player. Who would it be?" And of course, he's going to pick out a Hall of Famer and a fan favorite.
A player I'll take 25 of today is more than just one. I'll take a 25 Michael Youngs. I'll take 25 Adrian Beltres. And Michael Young not only showed up and played, Michael Young for me was the reason why I was able to be as successful as I was in Texas. I was a novice manager. I was trying to implement things that these guys have never heard before. And I needed to get someone on my side. And I called Michael Young in and I explained what I'm trying to do. And next thing I know, Michael Young went back in that clubhouse. I don't know what he did, but all of a sudden, Skip, you say what you want done, we're going to get it done. And that was that.
Mm, that's awesome. I have written down five. That's it. That's all the clips, right, Troy?
Yeah.
All right, good job going through all that. I wrote down five names of the most beloved Rangers in franchise history. You can tell me if I'm missing one, but I'd like you to rank them. Ready? 877-881-1053. Wash, this is not in any order. Wash, Nolan, I'm talking beloved. Mm. Michael Young, Beltre, Josh.
Rusty Greer.
Oh. Rusty Greer is a top of.
You both said it at the same time.
Yeah, Rusty Greer.
He was the fan favorite on that team.
And you're probably, I don't know if you say Pudge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to throw Pudge in there.
Nolan,
okay, well, you got to give me a top five then.
Young, Pudge, Nolan, Greer,
hang
Beltre.
Hang on. Say it slow.
Young.
You think Michael Young is the most beloved?
No, I'm just giving you five names. These are the five.
No, I want them in order. Let's make it real difficult. Okay. Let's go top three in order.
Oh, what are you doing?
Top three.
I already got the chills from the 2011 World Series.
Nolan's number one.
Okay.
Nolan's number one.
Okay.
Rusty Greer's number two.
Yeah.
You agree with Nolan 1 or you have a different one?
I'm surprised RJ said Nolan 1 since he was such a horrible pitcher when he was here, according to RJ Choppy.
Well, RJ's actually he's doing a good job. He's listening to the question, mm-hmm. not who was the best,
right.
but the most beloved, whether mm-hmm. it's justified or not.
Nolan number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rusty Greer number two.
Yep.
I would say, I'll say Pudge 3. I could be talked into anybody.
I'm going Michael number three.
Okay. I would go.
And?
I'm going back and forth between Michael and Beltre at three, but I'm going to go Michael Young 3, Beltre 4, Pudge 5.
Okay, so
I can't argue with that.
So Wash isn't cracking your top five.
No, because I'm thinking the players here. Because, I mean, if you really want to talk managers, you go back to Johnny Oates. And that is a really beloved manager mm-hmm. here in Texas Rangers history.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.